Locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA, getting you set for the final week of the regular season here in high school football. We got Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse here for a few minutes, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, the season flies by, man. It certainly doesn't feel like it was too long ago that we got this thing going, and now we're in the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, it goes fast when games start. The weeks fly by, so you got to enjoy the weeks while you're here and the way it is.
That's just the way she goes, as some would say. But let's talk about your big-time win last week. It was just such a great atmosphere, great game. It was senior night at your home field, and I had a chance to take in that game myself on 103.9. But 28-20, the final score. You guys score on a touchdown drive in the final minute to win the game against Troy. It was just, again, a great game overall. We'll kind of dive into it in a moment, but just a heck of a game, heck of a team win, and obviously putting yourselves in the driver's seat here for a district championship.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, Brandon, is it puts us in the driver's seat. Now it comes down to what we do Friday night against Riverside. So that's important and very important to us. And, the atmosphere, like you said, it was amazing. And the kids, I'm glad the kids got to go through it. And those moments don't come very often. So I was very glad for the kids' sake to go through something like that.
How about the start of that game? Four drives, two apiece, and all finding the end zone. So bang, 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 right out the gate. Both offenses finding some big-time success in that game.
Yeah, obviously for them, and for Troy, that quarterback was good. Broke the chain a few times and got out. And then, the Blevins kid is a good receiver, good football player. And they made some plays, and we answered with a couple plays of our own. But, it's that time of year, and glad to see it offensively. Defensively, I wish we'd played a little better the first half. But I thought we played better the second half, so.
Yeah, I mean, and Troy was going to throw the football, and you guys stick to the ground and pound. You guys do what you do, but I just think the amount of success that both sides of the ball had, you guys rush for over 300 yards. You have a couple hundred-yard rushers. Obviously, Flinty and Aldifer had big nights. And then on the other side, Troy, the combination of Bo and Blevins, as you mentioned, again, he throws for over 300 yards. He has a 200-yard receiving night. So, yeah, you get these matchups where teams want to do other things, but I just think you don't see it quite as successful on both sides as what both teams were able to do in that game.
Yeah, I agree. Especially throwing the ball because it was a little windy. But a lot of hats off to Bo and to Blevins, both of them. They're really a whole Troy team. I thought they executed what they had to do offensively and marched down the field on us, which I thought we had pretty good. Our defense still pretty good, but I thought it'd be a little better than that. And you gotta give Bo credit. He got outside of the pocket a few times and, scrambled a couple times, made stuff happen with his feet and threw it downfield. And that's kind of hard on our secondary backs. But, it was fun. It was fun to see both offenses like that. So I enjoyed it.
Finally, Coach, and we'll get to the game against Riverside, of course, but take us through that final drive. You hold them on you get them to turn it over on downs. You have the ball with 4 minutes left. You got to go 60 yards. Just take us through that final drive that ultimately led to the game-winning touchdown.
Talked to Tyler Glad. I didn't know they'd go spread last 4 minutes and, try to run the ball. But we decided to stick what we do. We thought we had, 4 minutes left. We thought we had enough time to get to the end zone. And, credit our offense. We ran a few wedges in there, and then Quentin broke kind of a big one on an outside play, an 8-hole, and got to the outside and 25-30, and then we got down around the 15. It was just a matter of us sticking the end zone then.
There it is. Roger Holthouse again joining us here. We got a few more minutes with him. 28-20, they hold on. They beat Troy last week, put themselves in the driver's seat for a district championship. They face Riverside. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Roger Holthouse, Centralia football coach, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System. Coach, one of the more marquee matchups, not just in our area, but in the state on Friday night. And, of course, you guys and Riverside battling it out for a district championship. Both teams 6-1. Both teams are 4-0 in district play. Just it sets the stage, and obviously a big-time game, and this is certainly what these kids play for.
Yeah, and I guess we – we talked about, you know, for practice this week, because this is, you know, it's the best game in the state for us because we're playing in it. So I might be a little biased there, but to us it is. And, you know, we're going to a place where, it's going to be tough. They got a really good football team. They got some big kids. They can do a little bit of running and they can throw the ball just a little bit. So, like I said, the atmosphere is going to be terrific, on the road, tough environment. It should be a lot of fun for Friday night.
Well, they played their first game of the year against Jackson Heights, and that game was close in the third quarter, but they had a couple of turnovers late. That score got a little bit out of hand, but they have played Jackson Heights closer by far and away than anybody in the state so far. They've racked off six straight wins. Their defense is good. They got good guys on the offensive line. They had over 400 rushing yards in their game last week against Donovan West. Just obviously a difficult challenge for the interior here, especially on the defensive side of the ball, trying to stop that run game.
Yeah, you know, Troy, we kind of knew they was going to throw it. This group, you know, Riverside's going to run a flow. They got a big back there, and they're going to run it, and then they'll use play action off of that and throw the football. So they got some good skill kids out there. So our defense is going to be very good Friday night, and then I can tell the kids they can't score if the ball's in our hands. So we got to do what we do and run the football, and get some short the game down and eat the clock and give them less opportunities on the offensive side of the ball.
Finally, Coach, just give us a couple keys and just what ultimately is going to be the deciding factor in this game on Friday night.
I think the offensive line is going to control the line, number one. You know, I think our backs got to block and they got to hit those holes because there are going to be small windows in there they can hit. And I think defensively, as Brandon, is we got to get off the field on third down. You know, it's third and seven, third and eight. We need to get off the field. We can't give up, you know, a first down and then extend their drive. And that's not a recipe for success there for us. So I think defensively getting off the field when we can and then offensively is just control the line of scrimmage and shorten the game down a little bit and give them less opportunities for football in their hand.
It's going to be an exciting one on Friday night. Riverside hosting Centralia District Championship, Class 1A, District Number 4. That title is on the line. Two teams, of course, already into the postseason, but again, a district championship on the line on Friday night. Roger Holthaus joining us. We always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.